Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, we take you up until 8 o'clock. We have NFL football this evening and Washington and Cincinnati. Hope you'll stick around for that as well. A lot of programs are doing well this season, as you just heard Andre Fernandez alluding to some of them. One of them is a old familiar face. Miami Southridge, the Spartans, are starting to put things back together. Coach Pierre Sinatis and his team have done a tremendous job. They work hard in the offseason. They go a lot of places. And speaking about going a lot of places, our next guest has been going. He's visiting a lot of colleges, rightfully so. One of the top 2026, that's junior, linemen on both ways, offense and defensive linemen, perhaps in the state of Florida. We welcome in Ryan Moret. Ryan, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate you having me on tonight.
How exciting is this for you? Because I was telling the coaches and I was telling your dad a couple years ago, I remember you were this 6'1", 230-pounder. Then last year, I was at the state wrestling tournament, and your dad comes over and says, you remember this guy? And I looked, I couldn't believe it. I mean, you got like 50 pounds heavier, four inches taller. How did that growth spurt happen? I mean, because it seemed like it was overnight for us, but for you, I guess it was one of those things that you just didn't wake up. You saw it happening.
Yeah. So, I mean, the biggest thing for me is like consistency. So I think, I mean, I just stayed consistent. I stayed with it, you know, and I feel like every day I got 1% better. So that's definitely. Yeah.
And also, as they say, iron sharpens iron. You got some guys on both sides of the ball that you go against getting you better and you getting them better at the same time. Talk about that, because I know that the one thing, too, is college coaches are going to be looking at what you do to lead. And you're obviously you're just a junior, but you've been around. You understand the game. You've been at a high level. How do you embrace that as such a young athlete that you are a leader? I mean, you could have easily won the state heavyweight wrestling championship last year. You're a catalyst on this football team. Talk about that, because sometimes younger players, and we talked earlier with Derek Cooper from Shaman Amadano, who's in the same class as you, and he embraces being a leader. He embraces taking those younger kids and, you know, letting them watch what he does to get better.
So as a center, I mean, I'm pretty much the leader of the offensive line, so I like to take my guys and, you know, kind of like push them to be like, you know, the best version of himself. And I think, right, you know, I definitely push James Perrone as well. QB, he's a younger guy. And I mean, yeah. I think our veterans, our receiver and everything, it just comes together.
Yeah, no doubt. Ryan Moret joins us. He's a junior, a lineman, one of the best in the country, easily one of the best in the state, and also wrestling as well. I watched him last year. He lost a tough game in the tough match in the semis to a guy that ended up winning. And so obviously he could have won this thing last year. Talk about wrestling, because I know you come from a wrestling family. Probably wrestling was something that you picked up maybe even before football. Talk about wrestling and what you've learned over the last couple of years, because I know you compete in a lot of tournaments and a lot of high level events.
Yeah. So I did start wrestling before football. I started wrestling around like when I was 6 years old, and football, I started a little later at like around 10 years old. And I mean, I know how to move people, you know, I understand leverage. And I mean, that's definitely played a big factor. I mean, it's also helped with, you know, just being a man, I guess.
Yeah. And I know you work hard. I mean, in the weight room, and obviously you've gotten bigger and stronger. Talk about this team. I mean, this is a program, obviously you lost a tough game to open up the season, which I know I was just telling Andre Fernandez that you guys would probably love to have back against Columbus, but you guys are taking control. And certainly this week, a big week against Homestead, probably could go a long way in telling who wins that district. Talk about this team and how you guys have grown over the last couple of years.
Yeah, so I think, like, Columbus game versus where we're at now, I'd say, like, we had a lot less discipline. And, I mean, that's the biggest thing we've been working on, just, like, all of our mental mistakes and, you know, just staying focused and not, like, losing focus or, like, losing control or, losing those, like, little things take you a long way.
And you got a chance also to visit a lot of colleges. I mean, every time I look on Facebook or Dad send me a picture, what's it been like? I mean, you've been to a lot of good programs. What is this process for you like? Because it's kind of new. I mean, you still got another year. But what's the process of going to these games and seeing some of these top athletes and seeing some of these coaches that, you know, have done extremely well? What's it like for you?
I mean, going to the games and everything, I mean, I appreciate my dad for, like, being able to give me the opportunity to, like, go to the games, because I know a lot of kids, like, don't get that opportunity. So I've definitely, like, I get to see, like, the difference between every program and, like, what's different and what's better about each.
Yeah.
And
I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And, yeah, I mean, that's definitely, like, I've got to see, like, a lot already. And that's definitely right. An advantage in my recruitment process.
And obviously the one thing that's probably as important as anything is your grades. And you've obviously, with a dad who's a principal, there's no option. I mean, you've had this instilled since the beginning. Talk about that. And, you know, when you get to college in 2 years, what your course of study probably will be.
Yeah, so, I mean, as my dad being a principal and my mom being a teacher, they've definitely held me to a higher standard as far as, like, academically. And, yeah, I mean, when I'm at school, yeah. I mean, my dad always keeps me in check and makes sure I'm always doing my work and stuff.
Yeah. But at the same time, he's your biggest fan, and that's a great thing, yeah. You know, as a parent who watches, and especially, you know, somebody he's been involved in wrestling pretty much all his life, to see you excel not only as a wrestler but in football and also in the classroom. That's a blueprint. Ryan, I can't thank you enough for joining us. Best of luck this week. I know it's a big game, and we'll get a chance to see you guys down the line. And I appreciate you joining us.
We'll be ready. We'll be ready for that game.
Yep, no doubt. Thanks a lot for joining.
All right. Thank you for having me on here tonight. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Ryan Moret, he's a junior at Miami Southridge, and a darn good one, as you could tell. Certainly a kid that's on his way up.